Once again, for media members who have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get to those questions as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call this morning by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. A bit of a difficult road swing for you guys last week. A couple of setbacks, 69-62 at Delaware and 78-73. On Saturday at Hofstra. Talk to me about what happened in those games.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, both games we gave ourselves a chance to win, but didn't make enough plays, get enough stops, make enough free throws in order to pull off victories on the road. Obviously not playing our best basketball right now, but looking to get a little healthy and get back on the winning track.
Before these last three losses, you guys had been on that eight-game win streak and were playing extremely well. You touched on injuries as being part of that, but have you been able to sort of put your finger on what the difference has been over the last week and a half or so?
No, I mean it's popping up in various different areas, and you know the difference between winning and losing is there's a very fine line, and you know we've left a ton of points on the free throw line, we've mishandled defensive execution, offensive execution at critical moments. So you know, in order to win competitive basketball games on the road, you have to be good in all those areas.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for Coach Cohen this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to talk about a couple of your guys that are having strong years. One is Devon Begley, who's a guy over the last 2 years has sort of been a role player off the bench and has certainly emerged this season as a starter. He had 16 points in that Hofstra game and is averaging about 14 a game over the last four. What's been the sort of the key to his resurgence, and how has he improved from sophomore to junior year?
Yeah, I think you know Devon's settled in nicely and become a good two-way player for us. He's doing a nice job on the defensive end, as well as being able to score the ball. But it's his comfort level within the system and knowing where he can get his opportunities. On the offensive end and getting more game experience, and the more he plays, the better he gets. And we need him to play at a really high level to be competitive.
He seems to. I think he's been a pretty good scorer off the bench for you over the past couple of years. But there's been some games this season where his assist totals have been real high, and has been able to get some rebounds as well. Has that been sort of part of his growth? Like you said, as he gets more playing time.
Yeah, and he can help us in so many ways. As you mentioned, either to distributing the ball, he's had games where he's had some high assist totals and thrown some great passes. He's long and athletic, and he can help us on the backboards. And there are games that he's had pretty good rebounding numbers, and he's shooting the ball well from three, so he gives us another weapon in that regard. And he's typically draws the most difficult assignment on the defensive end, so he's a valuable piece to what we're doing. And he's getting better each and every week, and we're hoping he continues to do so.
We haven't had an opportunity, I don't think, during the call this year to talk about Alex Murphy, your graduate transfer who started his career at Duke and was at Florida. And he certainly, I know the anticipation was high about what he could bring to your team, and he seems to have met that, averaging about 15 points and over 5.5 rebounds a game. Talk about how he ended up at Northeastern.
Yeah, I've known Alex since he was a very, very young boy, and know his family very well. Obviously, we have his brother coming to school here next year, and we've been recruiting him for a couple of years. But Alex had a kind of a star-crossed college career, and really was never healthy throughout his career, and we're just so grateful. He wanted to give college basketball another try and wanted to do it a little bit closer to home and in a setting where he was comfortable with the coaching staff and knew everybody. And he's been an unbelievable addition. In addition to all his contributions on the court, I think he's done a remarkable job of mentoring you know, our younger players and telling them exactly, you know, how you have to practice, how you have to prepare for games, how you have to treat your body and manage your time. And he's been an invaluable resource to us because he says and does all the right things in the locker room.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple of things to just sort of follow up on that. One is, how difficult is it for a grad transfer to that you know you're going to have 1 year to come in and fit with your returning group? And then, as you said, with losing the seniors you lost last year with a relatively young team, how great has it been to have somebody that is a little bit older to kind of show those guys the ropes?
Yeah, and I think the grad transfer thing is a tricky thing, and we've done it once before. With mixed results, but I think with Alex, we knew we had a young team. We knew we had opportunity for him to play and really kind of, lead this team. So I think it was a perfect fit and perfect timing for us in order to, give him the opportunity that he was looking for, and at the same time, he can provide that leadership and certainly the ability on the court that we desperately needed after losing so many great seniors last year.
You guys get back home this week and with Elon on Thursday and Towson coming in on Saturday, and you face an Elon team that's playing pretty well. They've won four out of their last five, a team that also relies a lot on the three-pointers. You've started to prepare for Elon. What are some of the keys to trying to slow them down?
Well, I mean, they're just a very explosive offensive team. They scored so well in transition. Obviously, I think they can stretch the floor with all five players at the three-point line, and they run a very disciplined motion offense, so keeps you on the toes on the defensive end, and they're extremely well coached and they play very hard, so it's going to be a big challenge for us on Thursday night.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. All right, you too.